We're live.
Oh, is this thing on? I don't care. I want him to hear.
This is the pregame show, your early morning shot of sports. Now, here's your host, Matt Kolsky.
Come on!
Hello, and a happy pre-dawn to everyone. A happy Thursday pre-dawn. We're getting through this week. We're going to do it. I'm happy to take all of your input today. 888-957-9570, the phone number, the Chilled Auto Body text line, 95795. Giving it out early because pretty open today. Sort of got to plan my own road trip through the course of the hour of the show. Made my own AAA triptych, if you will. Is that what they were called? This is a throwback. Only my over 35s are going to be with me on this. You used to be able to walk into a AAA in the days before, you know, the internet. Yeah, I drove before the internet. Think about that. In any event, you used to be able to walk into a AAA and they would like plan your road trip with you and give you a customized, personalized map through the areas you were going through. I believe it was called a triptych. And that ends our visit into irrelevant history here on a Thursday. A throwback Thursday, if you will. Oh, we just created a segment. Throwback Thursday, where Kolsky reminisces about dumb stuff we used to have to do before the internet. So old people will be listening and along with me going, oh, man. Ah, yeah, I remember that. Life was harder. And then young people are going to be like, what is this guy talking about? I'm caught in between young people and old people at this point in my life. In any event, we did have Warriors basketball last night. And I think overall it went pretty well. I spent a lot of yesterday talking about it. It's a practice game. And I think that's how it played out. It was surprisingly close for a while. The Cavaliers hung in there. And then the Warriors asserted themselves in the second half. It really was a tale of two halves. I wrote down a handful of things from this game. And I think... the biggest, perhaps most obvious takeaway, that's not even just a direct takeaway from this game, it's how the year has gone in general. And it's just Steph Curry has been hot virtually every moment he's been on the basketball floor this year. All year long. Steph Curry just... electric.
First name Stephen, last name Curry. He came into my life, now everything is less blurry.
It's a very stupid line from a commercial, but it's super apropos and accurate to this Warriors team. Steph Curry comes back into our lives and everything makes sense again. You go into a game against the Cavs and it's closer than you expected at halftime. Matter of fact, they were losing at halftime, weren't they? Am I crazy? First half box, you're around here somewhere? Yeah, they were down 64-58 at halftime. And I don't know if you folks are like me, but I was never the least bit concerned about this game. Because I just know, yeah, look, Kevin Durant had a rough shooting first half. Klay Thompson had a rough shooting night. But as long as Steph's there and there's enough men to field a team, it never even really entered my mind that the Warriors might lose a game to the Cleveland Cavaliers. It didn't. And all the guys talked about that after the game, that Cleveland is different. It's a little weird going back. That was sort of Steph's main thing after the game, actually.
Yeah, I'd say this morning, I didn't really think about how different it might be, consider all the battles we've had in the last 4 years here, but it was a little weird, and just try to keep the energy up, and obviously, like I said, focus on how we were playing, and obviously, they put a good fight in the first half, and you know, made some tough shots, and it took a concerted effort in the last 24 minutes to open up the game, and an odd night all the way around.
It was a slow start for the Warriors, and I think what Steph just described had everything to do with it. You show up in a place that's been so competitive, such a big thing every time you visited there in the past several years, because even during the regular season, the NBA is not stupid. They've been scheduling Warriors Cavs for all the big dates. You got an MLK matchup. You got a Christmas Day matchup. So the stakes have been high in Cleveland for the last 4 years before this one. And even Kevin Durant, who's only been here for two of those four, he felt it too.
Obviously, it's different. You know, they don't have a championship caliber team, but they have a young team that's up and coming. And it's just a different feel, a different way you cheer for them, different way you got to, as a fan of this team, you got to kind of be patient with them. And as an opponent, you realize it's a different team. So, you know, just everything around the team's probably the same. The crowd still is, you know, energetic about Cavs basketball. Just walking into this arena is always gives you a, you know, a nice feeling coming in here because we had some battles, but the team itself is definitely different, obviously.
You come into an arena that has been a house of great successes and failures over the last 4 years, a place that, again, every time you walked in those doors during LeBron's second stint in Cleveland, every time the Warriors walked through those doors, it was a big, big deal and one of their tougher games. It doesn't mean it was always tough, but relatively speaking, one of their tougher. And that's not who they are now. And I think, obviously, walking into the building was different because the Warriors came out like a team playing against G Leaguers, which is, you know, not that different than what they were doing. And in the first half, particularly the second quarter, they played lazy defense and they let the Cavs go off offensively. They also gave up a ton of offensive rebounds. Seven offensive rebounds in the first half. Cavs shot 49%. 49% for the half for a team that, quite frankly, does not have shooters on it. And in the second half, cut those offensive rebounds down to five, held the Cavs to 38% shooting, and boat raced them by 30 for the second half. And that's what happened. And that's what has happened a lot this season is it's the Warriors' offense has gone up and down because of injuries. The Warriors' defense has gone up and down somewhat because of personnel, but often because of effort and focus. That's most of what defense is. And clearly they came out of halftime with a renewed effort and focus on the defensive end after giving up 68% shooting in the second quarter, allowing a Cavaliers team who played a lot of Larry Nance Jr., Jordan Clarkson, and Chetty Osman in the second quarter to outscore you by 12 in that quarter. Because the Warriors, overall, everything was functioning at a high level offensively. Only 9 turnovers on the whole game, 29 assists, one short of that 30 mark that they're aiming for every night, shot 53%. Both from the field and from three-point range on the night, hit their free throws, including 11 of 12 by Steph Curry. Love to see him get to the line that much. And yeah, Steph was cooking all night. 42 points, 9 rebounds, 7 assists. Kevin Durant missed a triple-double by 1 assist, 25, 10, and 9, and didn't shoot it well early, but man, when he gets it going, there's nothing like it. There's nothing like it. But overall, this was a game about defense. First half, it's not like the Warriors' offense wasn't working in the first half. It was. A 58-point half, 51% shooting, nothing to be upset about there. Their defense wasn't working because they gave up 64 to a bad offensive team in Cleveland. And when they came out in the second half and locked in on D, it was great. It was great. And it's easy to be great when you're the Warriors and you're playing against the Cavaliers. It's going to be a lot harder tomorrow. And I think a really good second half where they were really firing on all cylinders is kind of just the ticket heading into one of the bigger regular season games of the year, actually. Because I believe this will be the last regular season matchup with the Bucks. In fact, I'm positive it is. They already lost to the Bucks this year. So first of all, I mean, and this is, I'm probably over dramatizing this, but there does have to be, as you get further into the year without distinguishing yourself record wise, I don't think it will be hard for the Warriors to pull away from the pack in the West. I do just think they're significantly better than everybody. But Toronto, Milwaukee, and Philly, all right there record wise with the Warriors, where you are going to have to think about home court advantage in the finals. And if the Bucks do continue to play really well and are in the neighborhood of the Warriors record-wise, you certainly don't want to have lost two games to them, giving them two extra wins, but also I think that's a potential tiebreaker at a certain point as well. So this is a pretty big game, and I think, you know, in a season for the Warriors where not that many games are great challenges, not that many games you look at beforehand and go, this will be interesting to see what they can accomplish here, how well they can play against a team this good that matches up this well against them. Because remember, when Milwaukee came here and beat the Warriors, that was the game where Steph got hurt, but it didn't actually hurt the Warriors that much in the game, because by the time he got hurt, they were already getting killed. In fact, a lot of us didn't even notice he was hurt, because it wasn't weird that he didn't come back in the game, because they were losing by 20. And it wasn't even Giannis who did it. I mean, Giannis had a very good game, but it was Eric Bledsoe and Chris Middleton tearing the Warriors' backcourt apart. I mean, if a guy who had not been following the NBA the last few years watched that game and didn't know who the players were, he would have thought that it was Bledsoe and Middleton who were the Splash Brothers' best backcourt in the NBA, the way they took it to Steph and Klay. So I do think it's a big game tomorrow, and I am excited to see if they can carry over a dominant second half. And one of the biggest things about this game, actually, is I think with Steph back and feeling it, with Kevon Looney settling into the starting lineup, and with one other change that I've been talking about it, and I think it played out right in front of our eyes yesterday, I think we're starting to see how this can be the deepest version of Warriors basketball we've ever seen with what happened last night, thanks in large part to the return of one of my favorite players on the squad, and we will get into that next. More Warriors talk. You want to weigh in? What did you take away from a game against a bad team last night? What do you feel the state of the Warriors is? You think they get a win tomorrow? Are they ready for a tough game in Milwaukee? You want to call 888-957-9570 is the phone number. You can also hit up the Chilton Auto Body text line at 95795 or find me on Twitter at the Kolsky. Tweet the show. Steven on top of that. Nice guy, Steven. At pregame show 957. I'm at Kolsky. This is the pregame show.
Last time they met, it wasn't pretty for the Warriors.
Adekupo just barrels over Looney and dunked it with the right hand. Ran him over.
Now, the Dubs are out for revenge.
Throws outside to Iguodala.
Warriors.
Curry gets it back right side. Box. Quick release and a splash for Curry.
Coverage starts tomorrow at 5. Tip off at 6:30. Only on 95.7. The Game.